Mary and I are thrilled to be members of the Cathedral Parish. Beginning with the warm welcome we received, we've been truly blessed over the last 7 years. We've been fed spiritually and socially by the wonderful people, parishioners and visitors alike, who also attend cathedral liturgies, concerts, and other events. However, I must say that I envy those cathedral parishioners who live downtown because they don't have to endure the drive, albeit a short 13 minutes, that we make every time we come to the cathedral. We've observed over these years that the world of driving is a chaotic symphony of metal and questionable decisions, and the bad drivers are its unpredictable, often hilarious conductors. Let's be honest, some drivers have a personal vendetta against the rules of the road. They treat stop signs as mere suggestions and speed limits as a challenge to be conquered. Then there are those who seem to have a special talent for suddenly merging into the flow of traffic with the grace of a drunken elephant, causing a chain reaction of brake lights and frustrated sighs, plus expletives that require forgiveness and confession. And the phantom brakers, those who seem to have a mysterious urge to slam on their brakes for no apparent reason, are a true gift to the comedy of the road. I could go on, but you get the point. What, you may ask, does this have to do with Lent, a 40-day period of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving leading up to Easter, which began on Ash Wednesday? Well, traditionally, as part of our Lenten abstinence, we give up something, sweets, coffee, soft drinks, a spiritual practice of self-denial, sacrifice, and repentance, mirroring Jesus' 40-day fast in the desert, of which we heard in today's gospel, to help us better focus on our faith and our relationship with God. This year, I'm trying something different. I'm not giving up something. Rather, I'm working hard to practice the virtue of patience, particularly with all those drivers that we encounter on our drive to and from the cathedral. Although we're only 4 days into Lent, I'm finding that my effort at practicing patience is being sorely tested, and I must admit that I need to go to confession already for forgiveness and grace. But that is one of the main themes of Lent. We can't do it alone. Whatever we're endeavoring to do, whether it be fulfilling our Lenten penances or simply trying to get through the day, we can't do it without God's help, God's grace. That's what Moses reminds the Israelites in today's first reading. Moses points out that God heard their cry and saw their affliction of bondage in Egypt. It was God's salvific actions which released them from that bondage, and it was God's saving power and grace which got them to where they now stood at the threshold of the Promised Land. In Luke's gospel account of Jesus' 40 days in the desert, immediately following his baptism in the Jordan River, the devil tempts Jesus 3 times. First, to satisfy Jesus' hunger, his material needs, by turning stone into bread. But Jesus replied that one does not live by bread alone, thereby pointing out that we need more than just basic physical necessities like food to live. We also require spiritual nourishment, the Word of God. Secondly, the devil offered Jesus all power and glory if only Jesus would worship him. Jesus replied that only the Lord our God should be worshiped and served. And finally, the devil takes Jesus to the heights of the Jerusalem temple's parapet and entices Jesus to use his divine power to save himself, but thereby circumventing God's plan for our salvation through his eventual passion, death, and resurrection. Not taking the bait, Jesus reprimands the devil for putting the Lord your God to the test. This passage comforts us with the knowledge that Jesus was subject to the same temptations that we face. However, unlike Jesus, who successfully rebuffed the devil's advances, we sometimes give in to temptation. But God knows what we're going through and provides us with his forgiveness and grace to overcome that temptation. Lent is a time for us to ponder our struggles and temptations, to ask for God's graces to be better and not succumb to temptation. While Lent is a time for fasting and giving up things, I believe it's even more appropriate to take action to help others, serve at Morning Glory Ministries, or help serve our monthly lunch at the Towers, to name a few examples. Additionally, Lent is a time for us to enhance our own spiritual growth, and the cathedral provides multiple opportunities for such growth during Lent. Daily Mass is offered Monday through Friday at 12:15. Stations of the Cross are offered every Friday evening at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, March 19th at 6:30, we will offer a holy hour of adoration, concluding with benediction. The next evening, Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m., we'll host a free concert in the Hogan Center, led by our own Father Paul. Every Monday at 6:30, we watch and discuss an episode from the series, The Chosen. Many other opportunities are available. Consult the bulletin for details. As we start our journey through Lent, today's gospel calls us to adopt the same confidence that Jesus had in the face of temptation. God's word alone will suffice. God's promise of protection can be trusted. And God alone is God.